to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this hour of Motown Memories, we're featuring the women of Motown from the 1970s. We'll be hearing from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Diana Ross, Thelma Houston, The Supremes, Bonnie Pointer, Valerie Simpson, High Energy, and Serena. That's all coming up this hour, featuring the women of Motown from the 1970s.
Motown songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You promised me things that meant a lot. Said so much you just up and forgot. What you said to me about me. You said I was your strength, the air you breathe. So help me, honey, you all I need to make my life complete. Oh, yes you did.
That was Make Me the Woman You Want to Go Home To. That was Gladys Knight and the Pips. That reached number 27 from 1972. And before that, Gladys's rendition of Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye. That song was recorded and released in 1967, and it reached number 2. And we started off with Gladys Knight and the Pips, If I Were Your Woman, number 9 from 1970. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this hour on Motown Memories, we're featuring the women of Motown from the 1970s. Well, Gladys Knight recalled that when we were approached by Motown for a contract, we took a vote on whether we should accept. The guys in the group voted yes, but I voted no. Well, Gladys Knight and the Pips' career had kicked off a year after a 7-year-old Gladys won $2,000 on the 10 Mac Amateur Hour in 1951. That show was a precursor to today's American Idol. Well, let's continue now with the women of Motown. Here is Diana Ross right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Oh, call my name, I'll be there to hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That was Remember Me by Diana Ross. That reached number 16 from 1971. And before that, Love Hangover, Diana's number one tune from 1976. And we started off with the very first number one song that Diana Ross had after she left the Supremes. It reached number one in 1970, and that was Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring the women of Motown from the 1970s this half hour. Well, we just heard from Diana Ross. Well, Diana transcends the notion of a singer merely rendering a song. Her voice infatuates, even conjures, the seemingly small elements of living. Hope of loss and letting a fantasy remain unrelented. Learning forgiveness alongside self-assurance. A remembered spring. A lost childhood. She covered the range of songs that she sang at this time. Well, after all, she remains one of the post-rock era's most stunning singers even to this day. Well, let's continue now with the women of Motown. Here is the number one song by Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Oh, In the afterglow, I feel you moving me.
Well, that was Thelma Houston singing Saturday Night, Sunday Morning. That reached number 34 from 1979. And before that, Thelma's number one smash from 1977, Don't Leave Me This Way. Well, Thelma Houston was born in Leland, Mississippi, yet she was raised in Southern California. Today, she is regarded as one of the disco era's genuine talents. Her intense gospel-derived vocals were distinctive when set against the larger rhythm and blues backdrop. When comparing her to the more temporal disco divas, she was emotionally transcendent. Well, after signing with Motown, Houston did cut Any Way You Like It, which contained the dramatic and sensuous Don't Leave Me This Way. Well, it was written and produced by the renowned Philly soul team of Gamble and Huff, Don't Leave Me This Way reached number one and was the pinnacle of her career. You've been listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon this half hour. Well, coming up, more women of Motown from the 1970s, so stay tuned.